I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode, the 101st episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. We are here with Mia Made It. This is the Mia Made It series of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. Today, we are going to talk about the results from WWE King and Queen of the Ring. We're going to talk about the match card. We're going to go over it, give our opinions on what we thought happened. Just a quick review episode. As everybody knows, these can go anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. Most likely it's going to be a short episode, but before we get started, Mia, say what's up to everybody.
What's up, everybody?
And you guys go check out Attitude and Assumptions on Spotify at DIG. We got to do our best to be quiet and be, a level volume because Ian is asleep right now in the studio as we record. But that being said, let's talk about King and Queen of the Ring on WWE. Let's talk about the results of what happened. Let's talk about Mia, read through the card real quick and tell us the matches that we're going to talk about again.
Okay, so the matches we're going to review are the Queen of the Ring Tournament Finals, Lyra Valkyria versus Nia Jax. The King of the Ring Tournament Finals, Randy Orton versus Gunther. The triple threat match between Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable versus Bronson Reed for the Intercontinental Championship. The Women's World Title match, which is Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan. The WWE Women's Tag Team Champion match, which is Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill versus Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. And then our main event, the Undisputed WWE Champion, the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes versus Logan Paul.
Okay, and we're going to start with the pre-show. It was the Women's Tag Team Championship match. It was Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill versus Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. As you guys heard, we have the Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill versus Candice LeRae, Indy Hartwell. We have Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan. Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable, Bronson Reed. Randy Orton versus Gunther, Lyra Valkyria versus Nia Jax, and Cody Rhodes versus Logan Paul. We're going to talk about the first match, the pre-show match, the tag team match. Mia, Bianca Belair versus Jade Cargill, Candice LeRae, and Indy Hartwell. Bianca Belair versus Jade Cargill, right? Didn't mean to do that. Bianca and Jade versus Candice and Indy. Tell everybody what happened as far as the outcome and what you thought about what happened. And if you were right or not.
I got it right.
We both.
I really liked this one. For a bit, I was like, oof. Candice and Indy were whooping Jade and Bianca for a little bit during the beginning of the match.
I thought it was a good match. Displaying Candice and Indy, as you know, as always, they're a good team. They've been a team for a long time. I think Bianca and Jade really had a good match together. I think they're getting better as a tag team. I think they cut good promos together. There's nothing wrong with the tag team champions right now. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting and fun to see how they take over that women's tag team division and really elevate it, because good team. They're going to have great matches. Jade Cargill is going to benefit from, you know, being in the ring with Bianca Belair. And because of it, we're going to see a better Jade Cargill and probably a better Bianca Belair as well. So we both got that one right. We talked about that one. There wasn't much more than that, aside from, like I said, the standout performance by Bianca and Jade. Is there anything that you'd want to add to that before?
No, I'm okay.
Okay, next match we're going to talk about is Lyra Valkyria and Nia Jax for the Queen of the Ring Tournament Finals. Go ahead and tell everybody the outcome, what you thought of it, and anything else?
This match was really like one of those matches where like you don't know when it's gonna end type of matches. Lyra really showed out, and for a minute I was like, I got it right, she's gonna win. But in reality, she didn't win.
How did you feel about her not winning, Nia Jax winning? What were your thoughts on that?
I mean, I was upset because I love Lyra. She's my favorite NXT star. And I really, really wanted her to win. But I won't lie. Whenever I saw Nia with the crown, it looked cool. And I was like, I don't think I can hate it anymore.
Yeah, I think Lyra definitely proved herself as an in-ring competitor. She definitely proved herself as somebody who can hang with one of the top stars on the roster. By no means is Nia the biggest star on the roster, but if you can have that good of a match with, you know, that tough of an opponent in your first month on the main roster at a big pay-per-view like that one was, premium live event, then I think you showed a lot, and you showed that you belong there and you can be there. I would have liked to see Lyra Valkyria win and overcome those odds and them shoot her to the moon. But I also did go with Nia Jax and say that she would win for the sake of storyline. I wonder if Nia Jax goes and joins the Bloodline now, or if she just kind of goes on her own thing. I think the queen thing could work with her because her personality naturally suits, you know, the personality of what a queen of the ring would be, and, you know, what the character in, you know, emboldens. And I think she is all of that. So it's going to be cool. I don't have a problem with it. I would have liked to see Lyra. I would have liked to see them bounce her to the moon, like I said. But Nia Jax has earned it. She deserves it because of, you know, the tour she's had since she's come back has been far more impressive than, you know, what it was when she was here before she got released. So definitely deserves it. She's been the annihilator in every sense of the word. And, you know, I don't have a problem with it. I just want to know, is she going off on her own, or is she going to go to the Bloodline and all of a sudden be the, you know, chief of the Bloodline? That would be interesting. That'd be something to see. What do you think happens with Nia Jax next? Do you think she joins the Bloodline? You think she goes off on her own?
I think she's going to go off. Oh, well, she has a match. Yeah, I think she's going to go off by herself until SummerSlam. And I think that's whenever she's going to start the Bloodline thing. Like, she's going to maybe take the title off Bayley, and then that's when she joins the Bloodline.
And then go join. That would be crazy to see, because then all of a sudden her and Rhea Ripley would, if Rhea beats Liv at Summer, oh, well, spoiler, sorry, but if Rhea goes on to beat Liv at SummerSlam, then you get, you know, Nia Jackson, you get Rhea Ripley, and maybe they go faction versus faction at like Survivor Series or something. I'm not sure where it would come, but That would be something, you know. So, next match that we're going to talk about the King of the Ring finals. We're going to talk about Gunther and Randy Orton. This was probably the banger of the night. This was an incredible match. The ending, people will have their opinions on it. People will feel how they feel about the suddenness of how it finished. People might not like the winner, might like the winner. I don't like personally that Gunther didn't put the crown on not one single time. I didn't think that was, I didn't like that. I would have thought Randy Orton would have been that guy. But Gunther ended up beating Randy Orton. What did you feel about that? How do you feel about that? And were you right in your prediction?
I wasn't right. I was going for Randy all the way. But I actually really enjoyed this match. It kept me on my toes. It was freaking me out the whole entire time.
That was a really good match. That was a very good match.
From like the moment it started to like the moment it ended, it was nonstop. It kept going and going and going. And then it would be like those pinfalls where it'd be like two and a half, and then they'd kick out. You wouldn't know who's going to win.
Yeah. I think it was definitely one of those matches where, you don't get them very often, but you definitely don't know who's going to win. And it's two formidable opponents that either one could be pushed. You know, it would could have gone to Randy. It could have gone to Gunther. But, you know, I think I saw a post by Pro Wrestling World, I think, on Facebook. They said that Gunther doesn't necessarily need the wins anymore, that he could afford to, you know, lose a couple. I think they were going for Randy Orton and because of that, because Randy could use it. Gunther doesn't really need it right now. And that Gunther could possibly benefit from a few losses. I disagree. I think Gunther's looking like one of the strongest wrestlers in the world right now. And I wouldn't mess with what you're doing with him. You know, I think Gunther's here and he's here to stay for a long time. King of the Ring, I understand. I understand why they did it. I'm surprised that they didn't go the direction of giving Randy the final accolade. Does that mean that next year Randy is basically, you know, pegged to win it? If they have King of the Ring, maybe. You know, maybe it might be one of those that, yeah, Randy's going to win this one for sure. But who knows? You know, maybe we see the buildup. I'm not mad about it. Do you have any issues with Gunther over Randy?
No, not really. Because I'm excited to see Cody and Gunther at SummerSlam.
Oh, yeah. It will be Cody versus Gunther, right? At SummerSlam? Okay, let's go. Match number one. I can't wait for what? It would be today, right?
What?
It would be today that Gunther would probably go face to face with Cody, like in some way, backstage probably. Or something like that.
He'll come out.
Okay. Oh, also, guys, just to let y'all know, the reason we're recording late is because I had to shoot two music videos yesterday. So over the past week, we've been shooting a lot of music videos. We've been trying to get those ready. We got Standing Ovation by D.I.G. coming soon. That's on Attitude and Assumptions on Spotify at D.I.G. And we got Bank, produced by Ry Lowe, by D.I.G. on Spotify as well. Attitude and Assumptions, D.I.G. Those are coming soon to Facebook. That's where you can find them most. Or to Rumble at Design I Gifted. I didn't have a problem with Gunther. I didn't have a problem with... Like I said, I'm surprised they didn't go the route with Randy, but... You know, at the end of the day, you can't really... I don't have any complaints with it. I don't think it's a bad thing. The next match that we're going to talk about, what do we got next, Mia? The Triple Threat.
Yeah.
Okay, who was in the Triple Threat and what championship was on the line?
For the Intercontinental Championship, it was Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable versus Bronson Reed.
Okay, tell us what happened. And tell us if you're okay with what happened, and tell us if you were right or wrong in your prediction.
I got it right, and I'm honestly glad that Sammy's still champ. I didn't really like lock into this match. I think this match I was like too busy with the QR codes and everything to pay attention.
Yeah. We're trying to get the QR code to work. We got one of them. We couldn't get the second one. We couldn't get the second one to scan. But I believe you said it was Eric Rowan.
The second one might have been Eric Rowan. I don't know if it is, but it was. There was a video of him like talking about something. I didn't have the audio.
Oh, okay.
But the first one was the guy playing 2K24, his phone rings. He goes to his window. He's like, hello, hello. No one's answering him. He goes, there's a figure in the window. He turns around, it's there, and then the phone disconnects.
That makes me want to watch a scary movie. Yeah, I don't know. That seemed very, like, insidious to me. I don't know. But anyways, it was a good match. It was a good match. Like you said, it kind of was my bathroom break in a way. I stepped outside, you know, to the barbecue pit, etc., to go see what Trey was doing. It was a good match, though. I think the Chad Gable, Sami Zayn element was, you know, fire. I think it hit. Bronson Reed was still kind of just there.
Just random.
Yeah, very random. Not a bad, you know, input, but I think the one-on-one might have been a little bit more of a banger. It might have been a little more interesting. I predicted Chad Gable would win. He didn't. I'm not mad that Sami Zayn won. I think Sami Zayn put on a good performance. Other than that, I don't think Bronson Reed was going to win. No, I don't think anybody sat here and was like, yeah, Bronson might win this. But the next match that we got, and again, I'm not disappointed with how this, I thought it was a low-key banger. I thought that this this pay-per-view, this premium live event was a low-key banger. I thought it was pretty good. It was one where each match, like you said, kept us on our toes, kept us, you know, at the edge of our seats. Not all of them were great. I don't think any of them were bad. Mm-mm. So that's a good thing. The next match that we got to talk about, we got Liv Morgan and we got Becky Lynch for the Women's World Heavyweight Championship. Tell us what happened in that match. Tell us if you got it right when you predicted it. And tell us how you feel about the outcome.
This one was my favorite match of the night. Like, number one favorite. This is the most exciting one that I was ready for.
Me too.
I got it right. I did predict that Liv was going to win, but I said it at the end of the episode because I switched up. But I really liked this match. Both women really showed, like, their best. And honestly, it's my two favorites, so I wouldn't be mad if anybody won. But mid-match was whenever Dom came in. Dominic Mysterio, he came in to stop Liv. Because he told Liv, I flew all the way to Saudi Arabia to make sure you don't get your hands on Rhea's title. And so he went. While the ref was distracted, he slid a chair to Becky. And Becky was like, I'm not going to use that. She, like, trying to push it away. Liv notices, comes, hits a move on Becky, uses a chair against her, and then pins her and wins.
Hits her with the DDT on the chair, then gives her Oblivion, pins her, wins. Liv Morgan is your new Women's World Heavyweight Champion. I mean, I'm happy. I'm happy about it. We both got it right. I thought it was, I think it's the right move. Do you know anything about Becky Lynch's contract situation?
I know she re-signed it. That they said that she was going to, like, not re-sign it, that it was up soon, and that, yeah, I think she re-signed it.
She re-signed it?
Yeah, her and Seth both re-signed their contracts.
Okay, well, there you go. I was seeing a lot of, like, could Becky be going to AEW type of stuff. Kind of struck me as, like, maybe she could. You know, maybe she would be that type of person that's, like, I'm going to lead the charge in the next company too. You know, create another path for other wrestlers, other female wrestlers, etc. But that's good. That's good that Becky re-sign is, you know, going to stay with the WWE.
Please don't do that to me, Becky. Please.
Probably long term. Maybe. I would say, what, 5 years?
Maybe.
I don't know what their contracts are like, but I would think like 5 to 7 years. I don't know how much they make either. I remember Roman thought he was going to make $100 million. I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but maybe. The wrestling's getting more and more popular, so we'll see. Okay, so that being said, Liv Morgan versus Becky Lynch, not mad at the outcome. Mm-hmm. That could have gone either way. I think if it would have went Becky's way, the response would have been sour. People would have been upset. I think people were ready for the Liv Morgan revenge tour. I think that's something that people wanted to see. And I think it was an appropriate choice. So I don't think it was, it was a great match. Liv Morgan, now that she's champ, I hope they really, really, you know, strap that rocket to her like we always talk about. And they put her, you know, through the weights and everything, and I just want to see Liv Morgan become a more explosive athlete, because if she becomes more explosive, more athletic, I think she can be extremely good, and I think she'll prove herself, this is why I'm champ, you know? She's that close, you know? But now that she has the championship, look what happened to Cody. Cody's promos were a little eh. Now they're starting to come along. Now they're starting to build. He's got that rocket on his back. Can't wait to see what happens. I thought it was a good move. I thought we both got it right. Like I said, no complaints here. Mm-mm. That's for sure. The next match and the final match that we're going to talk about, guys, we're going to talk about the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes going to Jeddah. Right? They're in Jeddah or Riyadh? Jeddah. It was Jeddah. I think.
Yeah. It says
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, Jeddah. Yeah, they were in Jeddah. The American Nightmare travels to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia to defend his championship against Logan Paul. I thought this was a good match. I thought it was a good match. The only issue I think I had with it, well, actually, before we get into that, Mia, tell us who won, if your prediction was right, and whatever else you would like to talk about.
I wasn't right. And neither was Darren, because he stole my answer.
I did.
But it's fine. But I did say if I had to choose a winner, I'd choose Cody. So technically, I got it right.
True. And I ended up going with Logan, so technically, I got it wrong. But at the same time, I did choose Cody first, so technically, I got it right, too. So,
yeah,
you know, love how that works out. But, I thought it was a good match. Logan Paul, man, is something special inside a WWE ring. I hope that's not the last time we see Logan Paul and Cody Rhodes. Maybe they get another, he gets another championship shot like on free TV or something. That'd be cool. Doesn't necessarily have to be a premium live event. But one thing I do want to talk about from that match, well, two things actually, but I'll get to the first one first, is Michael Cole and Logan Paul and Corey Graves stepping in for Michael Cole. I am wondering, is that setting up a Pat McAfee or Corey Graves match with Logan Paul for something like a SummerSlam, etc.? Because I remember back in the 2000s, Jim Ross was feuding with Taz. Taz is Hook, mm-hmm. Hook's dad from AEW. I remember Taz was feuding with JR, Jim Ross. Jim Ross was an announcer who, didn't fight. He was just an announcer. And Jerry the King Lawler ended up standing up for him and ended up taking a match on Michael Cole's behalf and fighting Taz. I wonder if they go that direction. We've talked about it before. We've mentioned it. We've said, I wonder if that's how they would get the story going. We saw little, flashes of confrontation between Corey Graves and Logan Paul, but also between Michael Cole and Logan Paul. I don't know, but is that something that happens? Does Logan Paul blame Michael Cole, or does he bully Michael Cole? And does Pat McAfee have something to say about it? Does Corey Graves have something to say about it? I don't know. I saw it on the internet. You can't believe everything you read. People are running wild with their ideas, their theories. We said that this match was going to end in a DQ because we thought Uncle Howdy was coming back. Uncle Howdy did not end up coming back.
Who said that? I didn't say that.
They say he is coming. They say he's coming soon. They said that it's very close to happening. I don't know when it's going to happen, but keep your phone off as far as notifications, because we're not watching Raw till tomorrow, not tonight. But I don't know. When does he come back tonight? Does he come back at the next PLE? What happens? Does Liv become a part of, that family? Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? All I know is that Cody Rhodes versus Logan Paul was a great match. The athleticism of Logan Paul never ceases to, to amaze anybody. The spots that were in that match were great. The brass knuckle spots, the table frog splash that he always does. The Cody broken rib spot, the I'm Cody Rhodes bitch spot. Sorry, everybody. Sorry, Mia. But it was a great match. I thought the entire pay-per-view hit. I thought it was a good one. Aside from Uncle Howdy not returning to, to haunt Cody Rhodes, I thought it was a good match. So one day we're going to give these matches star ratings. We're going to start doing star ratings, and we'll figure out, 2.5 stars, 3. If I had to go just off the top of the head, I'd say it was I'd say 3.5, 3.75, 4. at the most. But then again, what do I know? We're just learning, so our skills are going to be all over the place, but we'll figure them out. Mia, is there anything that you would like to say about the match? How did you feel about it? Or is there anything left that you would like to say about the pay-per-view, the premium live event?
I was only excited for that match because I thought I was right.
I remember you were talking about it all night.
Very heart-shattering, very heartbreaking. It's on the verge of crying.
I'm not going to lie. You had me. I wasn't really thinking about it, but you had me waiting for it. I was kind of like wondering if it was going to happen, or as it was getting later in the match in the card and it wasn't happening, I was like, I wonder if it's going to happen after. Cody was celebrating for a little while, so we're like, I wonder if it's going to happen now. But no, it didn't. It came and went, but maybe. I mean, just like this podcast did. This podcast did too. We just talked about every single match. Is there anything that you is left that you want to say as far as the PLE as a whole?
I say it was a pretty good pay-per-view. I've been waiting for this one like all month, so
for that reason,
nothing else to look forward to.
Yeah, so what is the next one?
What is it? May?
Maybe. June. Is it SummerSlam?
SummerSlam's in August.
So 2 months from now?
2 months.
June, July?
I'll find out.
I would imagine, I think that they 2 month build to SummerSlam, but I could be wrong. We'll figure it out. We'll talk about it on the SummerSlam episode if that is what's next. If not, then obviously we'll talk about whatever PLE is next. But guys, thank you for tuning in. Like I said, this podcast was going to be shorter. The review episodes, we usually have less to talk about because the preview episodes are where we get all of our theories in, all of our predictions, all of, you know, the fun talk. The review is just a kind of recap of what happened, what ended up coming out. Usually, guys, the recap will come out the day after the PLE at 7 o'clock p.m. or earlier. But like I said, today, this time, it was just a special circumstance where I had multiple videos to record and we weren't able to record yesterday on Sunday. But here we are, and we're back, and we're back to the regular schedule. And I guess so that being said, if SummerSlam is 2 months away, that obviously means we have 2 months till the next podcast. That's not going to be the case. So here in about, I guess, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, we will do our top 10 male and female wrestlers for this year, going into this year, going into WrestleMania. We did it last year. We were waiting to see when we got a chance to do it this year. We can do it this year if that's the case. If not, we proceed as scheduled with the PLEs. And whenever we do get that 2 month gap, which is I think maybe the next one or the first one or the only one, might be Rumble or WrestleMania. So that being said, Mia, shout out your Instagram before we go. At big.time.mia.grace. But go ahead, you got it.
Oh, you just said it.
Okay, I just said it. So guys, follow her on Instagram, follow me on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, on Instagram at Design I Gifted, or Diggy Bro, that's DiggyBruhh. Or you could follow the Signs and Sports Podcast page on Facebook at 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. That's SAENZ in Sports Podcast. And guys, if you're feeling generous, you can leave a donation to the podcast at Signs and Sports Podcast. But before you go, at DIG on Spotify, Attitude and Assumptions, produced by Chach with the Heat and True Rye Low. I think that's it, right? We don't got anything else to talk about.
Nope.
That's all, guys. We will talk to you on the next episode.
The realest underground entertainment. TRUE. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music. Your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment. Rylo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.